So let's review. Our daf began by presenting a story. Rav Chananya Bar Shlemya v'tamida d'Rav habayasa b'sudasa. Rav Chananya Bar Shlemya and the students of Rav were sitting at a meal Friday afternoon. V'koy alai Rav Amnuna Saba. And Rav Amnuna Saba was serving them. Amrulei, zil chazi imakdash yayma. They asked to check if Shabbos already began. Because if it did, nafsik v'nikvai l'shabata, they would end their meal by removing the table and saying birch samazin, and then start a new meal in honor of Shabbos. Amalahu letzuchisu shabata kava nafsha. He told them that that would not be necessary, because the very fact that it is now Shabbos and it is forbidden to eat before making Kiddush establishes a separation between the earlier meal and the new meal to be considered a suda Shabbos. All they have to do is parish mapa mekadosh, spread a cloth over the food on the table, and make Kiddush. The Gemara continues, savamina kehecha de kavla Kiddush kach kavla havdala. The Tamid the Rav thought that just as Shabbos establishes itself when it starts, and one must stop his meal and make Kiddush, the same is true when it ends, and one must stop his Shabbos meal and make Avdala. Amlahu Rav Avram, hachi amar Rav, l'kiddush kavaz, v'loy l'avdala kavaz. Rav Amram told them that Rav taught that Shabbos established itself as separate only regarding Kiddush, but not regarding Avdala, because it is an honor to Shabbos itself to continue a Shabbos meal past the time that Shabbos ends. The Gemara points out that one may only continue a meal started earlier and make Havdalah later, but one may not start a meal Matzah Shabbos after dark before making Havdalah. The Gemara then qualifies further. Umifsik le'amarin ela b'achila av b'shti aloi. This that one does not need to stop his meal is only if he's eating, but if he's only drinking, he does have to stop drinking and make Havdalah before continuing. B'shti anami le'amarin ela b'chamra b'shichra v'maya les lamba. This that one has to stop drinking when Shabbos ends is only if he's drinking wine or beer, but he is allowed to continue drinking water. This last point is actually machlokes, because Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Kiva, Kalatoyim klum koidim havdalah misase ba'askara. One who consumes anything before havdalah is liable to die of a throat ailment that can cause suffocation. Taisa says that the other opinion holds that this was only said about food or more significant drinks. The Gemara then continues into another discussion related to Kiddush. Ba'imenei Ravinam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Mishle Kiddush be'erev Shabbos. Mahu she'kaddish v'haylech kol yom kulay. If one did not make Kiddush Friday night, can he make it up on Shabbos day? The reason he would want to say the text of the nighttime Kiddush is because it's in that Kiddush that we are mekaddish the day of Shabbos. Amalei, min de'amri b'nei Reb Chiya. Mishle hivdol b'matzah Shabbos. Mavd v'haylech kol Shabbos kulay. Rav Nachman answered that from the ruling of the sons of Reb Chiya, that one who did not make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos can make Havdalah throughout the upcoming week, Hachanami, Mishle Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, Mekaddish V'haylech Kol Yom Kulay. So too, one who did not make Kiddush Friday night can make Kiddush throughout the following day of Shabbos. Ravina questions Rav Nachman from two brises. The first brise teaches, Leili Shabbos V'leili Yomtiv, Yesh Ben Kiddush Alakos, V'yesh Ben Hazkara B'Bibrich Samazin. On Shabbos and Yomtiv night, we are Mekadosh the day on the cup of wine, and we mention the day in benching. However, Shabbos v'yamtiv ain't behem kiddush ala kais, v'yesh ben hazkar b'berch tamasin. On Shabbos and Yomtiv day, we are not Mekadosh the day on the cup of wine, but we do mention the day in benching. Ravina asks that according to Rav Nachman, one sometimes does make kiddush on Shabbos or Yomtiv day. Rav Nachman answered, D'i loikatani. The Brice is not speaking of an unusual case of one who did not make kiddush Friday night. The second Brice teaches, Kvayd yom v'chvayd laila, chvayd yom kadam. If a person only has enough food or wine for one meal of Shabbos, the honor of the day meal takes precedence over the honor of the night meal, and the food should be eaten during the day. The Brisa continues, V'im ein lo el l'kais echad, ayamar lav kiddush hayoyim, v'nei she kiddush hayoyim kaidim l'chavad yom. However, if he only has one cup of wine, he should use it for the nighttime kiddush, because being mekadosh the day of Shabbos, as in the text of the nighttime kiddush, takes precedence over the honor of the day meal. Now, if it's true that a person can make up the nighttime kiddush on Shabbos day, l'shavke ad l'macher v'lavad beitarti, let him leave the one cup of wine for Shabbos day, and he can do both things. He will say the nighttime kiddush on the cup of wine, and thereby be mekadosh the day of Shabbos, and honor the day of Shabbos by having wine to drink. Rav Nachman answered, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It is preferred to do a mitzvah in its proper time, and we don't push off the nighttime kiddush. However, the Gemara asks, we had learned earlier on Daf Kav Beis and Mabeis, V'imein lo'i ela kois echad, menichel acher birchas hamazin, u'mishashlan kulan acharav. If someone has only one cup of wine, which is not enough for Abdullah and Birchas HaMazon of the meal he will eat after Abdullah, he leaves the cup of wine till after his meal, and then he says Birchas HaMazon and Abdullah on that one cup of wine. Tasers there says that under these circumstances, he may eat before Abdullah. And we don't say that it's best to do it in its time and he should make Abdullah first on the cup of wine. Rav Nachman answered, there's a significant difference between starting Shabbos and ending Shabbos. The earlier we start Shabbos, the better, to show that we cherish it. The later we end Shabbos, the better, in order not to show that it's a burden on us. Therefore, we don't push off the nighttime Kiddush till the day. But we do push off Havdalah till after the person's meal. The Gemara concludes, Shema mina mihia masnita tamni. 8 halachas can be learned from this brisa. Shema mina, hamavdil b'tfila tzarech sheyavdil alakos. We see that somebody who already said Havdalah during Ma'ariv still has to say Havdalah over a cup of wine. Ushma mina bracha tuna kais. We see that benching must be done over a kais. Ushma mina kais shel bracha tzarech shir. We see that there is a minimum shir for a cup of wine. Otherwise, he could have spilt the wine he had. Ushma mina hamavarch tzarech shi'itim. We also see that you must taste some of the wine from the fact that he cannot use the cup a second time. Ushma mina tamay pagmay. We see that tasting from the cup makes it unfit to be used for another kishal bracha from the fact that you cannot use the cup a second time. Ravashi points out that this is really the same as saying that there has to be a minimum shir. The reason tasting it makes it invalid is that it takes away from the minimum shir. Shema mina ta mavdil. We see that even if he ate, he can still say Havdalah. Shema mina oimer shtei kedushas al kais echad. We also see that you can do two mitzvahs over the same cup. This braisa holds like Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Huda's understanding that Beis Shammai and Basil agree that Berachas HaMazon comes first and Abdullah is last, and the machlokes Beis Shammai and Basil is whether the bracha on Ner or Besamim comes first, and this braisa holds like Beis Shammai that Ner comes before Besamim.